We got a long-lost brother from another mother, Chris, from Caddyshack Guide Service. Long time, no talk, man.
Man, I'll tell you what, Adam, I have not been out that much. The RV industry is what pays my bills, and we have just been on fire doing this. But I have gotten out the last couple days, and I mean to tell you, there's some fish out there.
Well, I heard the water came down, and then it came back up, and I mean, it's just been a roller coaster ride, but the fish are there, huh?
The fish are there right now, and I'll tell you what, the water has just been, you know, I look at it a couple different ways because I do a couple different styles of fishing, and the high water, it prevents some wading, but I don't have any fear of the high water because, you know, I like to swing that fly and put some heavy tips on, and I get down and dirty and still get some long casts. But right now, so the river came up, it went down, it came up, and now the rivers are receding to some very, very comfortable levels, Adam.
So tell me about what you've been using, what's been effective, colors, patterns, that kind of thing. And remind folks, you know, you fish the fly, and you also tend to stay on Lake Michigan tributaries.
That is 100% correct. So yesterday, we hit a river yesterday, and even though swinging the fly is my passion, this river has a low water situation going on due to some dam shut off, you know, some reduced flow for lamprey issues. So I was reduced to, I had to break out the nymph rod yesterday, better known as the bobber rod, and do some nymphing, right? And I'll tell you what was on fire. It was the hex nymph and egg pattern. The hex was doing real well, and, you know, a lot of people, Adam, they see a fish on a bed, they'll target that specific fish. And that's not what you need to do. You need to fish behind that fish, because as that fish is kicking up gravel, not only is it putting eggs out, but it's also kicking up the gravel. So the caddis, the stone flies, the hex nymphs, all that is getting kicked up too. So the hex nymph and the egg pattern, fantastic, and the egg color that really did the trick yesterday was an Oregon cheese, which is like a washed out cream color,
yeah,
with a red blood dot in the center. That was the ticket.
Yeah, I love that color. That's actually one of my go-tos for this time of year, especially in like a nuke egg pattern, something with a veil over it. I've done really well with an Oregon cheese with a chartreuse veil, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Chartreuse, you know, the old adage, every color is good as long as it's chartreuse. And chartreuse always catches them. It just always does.
Well, hang around and we'll continue with Chris from Caddyshack Guide Service. We're going to get into smallmouth fishing. We got some good details to talk about there as well. And we'll continue that later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.